Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, 9-2, and the Mishnah continues on the topic of the Pesach Sheni, and here we will define what it means to be B'derech Rechoka, on a distant path that would exempt one from bringing the Pesach Rishon, and therefore requiring to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah says, Eizo hi Derech Rechoka. What constitutes a distant path, distant at a distance? Min hamode'im v'lechutz, says the first sheet of this Rabbi Akiva, from the town of Modi'im, Ulechutz, and beyond that, Ukmidas alechol ruach, and the same distance would apply in any direction, not just towards Modi'im, Div Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Meaning, the halacha is that Modi'im, which is 15 mil, a mil is 2,000 amos, it's 1,000 paces, it's, for now, let's just assume it to be a kilometer, let's keep things really simple. Somewhere between a kilometer to a mile, whatever it is. The point is that a mil, 15 mil, is the distance that a normal person can walk in 6 hours. And that's considered to be the distance beyond which one is at a distance too far to be required to be in the Korban Pesach. And the context here is that, according to the Bar Tanura, who learns like the Rambam, we're talking about on daybreak of the 14th, since a person who started walking at sunrise walks for 6 hours, he would only be able to get 15 mil. That means if it was more than 15 mil away, this person would not be able to reach the Azara where they're doing the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, the time for Shechting the Korban Pesach, and therefore he's considered to be too far and gets this exemption. That's how Bar Tanura learns. Others learn, like Rashi, that it's not getting there in time for Chatzos midday, but rather getting there in time for the 14th at sundown, if you will, and therefore it would be that if you're 15 mil away at Chatzos, so now it sort of becomes impossible for you under normal circumstances to get to the Azara and bring your Korban Pesach on the 14th. You're now too far, because if you start walking now, you still wouldn't get there in time before the last group has done their Korban Pesach. So either way, that's the Machlokas. Once you're at a distance of 15 mil, basically 6 hours of travel away. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Me'askupas Azara V'lechutz. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he says, you know, a miss is as good as a mile. If you're not there, if you're outside the Azara, the temple courtyard, and something's holding you back from getting in there, I don't know what, you all of a sudden got a migraine. So then, you're not in the Azara, you're at a distance, and there's no absolute distance, it's a relative distance. So if you're out, even just outside the Azara, and you can't get in time, for whatever reason, so then you are now considered to be Derech Rechoka, and you are exempt, meaning you will, for example, like we said in the previous Mishnah, enjoy the exemption from Karis, even if later on you fail to bring the Pesach Sheni, etc. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Lefikach, and because of that, meaning because of Rabbi Eliezer's approach, that any distance outside of the Azara is considered to be Derech Rechoka, so then Nakud al hay, there's a dot on top of the hay, meaning inside the Sefer Torah, with the way it's written there in the ninth parak of Bamidbar, when it says these words, Derech Rechoka, you'll find in the Torah scroll a dot above the letter hay. And every time that there's a dot, there's a tradition for having various dots on different letters throughout the Sefer Torah. Whenever that happens, so the suggestion that the implication is that it's as if on some level that letter isn't there, isn't to be read, or it sort of minimizes or detracts from the implication of that letter. So the point is, we're saying, although it says Derech Rechoka, at a distance, we're sort of reducing what we mean by Rechok, and that's what the dot is coming to suggest. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, Lefikach nakud al hay lomar, that dot over the hay comes to tell you, lo mipnei shirechoka vadai. It's not because you're distant in absolute terms, rather, in relative terms, elema skupas azar v'lechutz, if you're outside even the, I'll call the scoop of the threshold of the courtyard, you're not in yet. And if you can't get in for whatever reason, there's a traffic jam, I don't know what, so you're considered out, and you're too far away to get in, and therefore you'll enjoy this the exemption. And therefore, rechoka doesn't mean distance in absolute terms, but rather relative terms. Now, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, I mean, the Rambam passes like that, so you have to be a distance of 15 mil, on the 14th, in order to be considered to be exempt and enjoy the exemption of being derech rechoka. That being the case, you have to ask how Rabbi Akiva understands the dot over the hay. Now, it's peculiar. The Rashi, worth noting, explains the dot like Rabbi Yossi. The Ramban takes him to task because the halacha isn't like that. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. And the Ramban says, why in the world did Rashi explain the dot as being telling you relative distance when that's not the din? The din is 15 mil. So the Ramban suggests the point is that that derech rechoka at a distant road means because 50 mil isn't that far really, right? In the time of the Mishnah, I guess traveling 50 mil, walking 6 hours just wasn't that big a deal. So although it's not in real absolute terms that far away, you could do it to walk 6 hours, but that's considered far enough to enjoy the exemption of derech rechoka, and that's the chiddush, and that's what the dot's saying. Not really that far after all. Whatever the case, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, so it's a 6-hour trip away, 15 mil, which would exempt you as derech rechoka.